The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
Oh, boy, the rebuttal has happened. I know the hot releases we'll do quickly, but Lady J is on the line. Do you have her music ready, Toledo? You don't? Oh, I see. Oh, I gotcha. I know what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
Is this the I'm Every Woman karaoke? All right.
Hello, friends.
Lady J's response. She was not listening when Toledo had his side. Here we go. Go ahead.
Two parts.
Part one. I'm walking my dog. I got like 100 people blowing my phone up. Here's the thing. That wasn't accidental. It's not automated. I work on operating systems and applications all day, every day. The fact that I got something that said you're not entered in the contest, that was intentional, man. And you know what? That chaps my ass. It really does. Mayday. Hey, Dick, you're a punk. I'm not going to cuss right now or whatever, but you're a punk. And I've always known that about you. Yes. You like to eat the dick. So peace, man. I'm done.
She checked out. You pushed our lesbian listener away, you bastard. That's our lady connection.
Wish I could claim that. All right,
she came back for round two, though.
Here's her second round. Let her go. Here we go.
See, man, I got so many cool people hitting me up right now on Messenger. Like, that just want...
Boing!
Dick. Punched in the face, dick, or in the throat. Even people saying stuff like, why is Eric not there anymore?
Dick.
You guys are dealing with this, and he treats the people, the fans, like that or whatever. It's kind of like, whoa.
Yeah.
So
imagine what that
at the end of the day, it's what I do for a living. I know how an operating system works. I sent you guys the screenshots. I'm just saying, the operating system or the application is only as intelligent as a person hitting buttons. Okay? Period. End of story. So that was an intentional thing. I sent that in and then I got something that said, oh, the contest is closed. Come on, guys. Mm-mm. That was intentional. And Dick did that. That's not cool. You know? That's like a Dave Pratt thing. It's not cool, man, at all.
It is, too.
Dick.
I agree with that last part. That is a Pratt thing. So, Toledo, your chance to respond. Did you intentionally send her the automated, it is closed message?
I did not. I have not interacted with Jay yesterday or today in any way, shape, or form.
You are saying under oath that you did not send her a thing because you got tired of her asking you questions, that the contest was closed.
Completely.
Now, here's what I know. If you were to have done that, you'd have broken the entire thing because every time you fiddle around with stuff you're not supposed to touch, it breaks. I don't think you did it.
I didn't.
Because I know you don't.
Because here's the thing, in her screenshot, she says, hey, guys, the word Caleb isn't working. She put the word Caleb in there, so she gets the automated response.
Oh. So it was all the extra, but they said it was closed.
Right.
So there was something there. I don't think, honestly, Jay, I don't think Toledo knows how to do that. I don't. I don't think you can independently fire off the closed message.
It's a setup system. Like, that whole response
that's what I'm
is
saying.
What everyone gets.
Can't,
that's
can
how you,
you
know it's not me.
Can you summon the contest is closed and individually text it through our short code?
I cannot.
I don't think you can either.
If I find her specific text where she entered Caleb with her number, like, the system will show that, but I got to go through 10,000 texts find that.
There's no search for
and then
the
I have to look for, because it doesn't show up J.
Right.
It just shows your number.
A number.
So I would have to look for her number, and then I'd have to respond to her only.
If you could just apologize for being a
dick,
then we will move on.
Dick.
I don't know what I got to apologize
now,
for.
Now.
Just for making her upset.
Do we have to?
Yeah.
No, I didn't make her upset.
Great, too. All right. He won't apologize.
All right. Jay, I sent you an email we had a good exchange last week. I explained it. She's right. She does that stuff, but she doesn't do that with this specific app.
He's full of crap, man. I heard literally.
There we go. We're live.
From hundreds of people, man. You can't say the application sent an incorrect response. I call BS. And he is BS.
I didn't say it sent an incorrect response. I said it sent the response that goes out to everybody.
The button hit was the contest close button. F you, Toledo.
Okay. Hey. All right, Jay.
Is there a button for that?
No, there's not.
Jay, we don't have access to that. I'll tell
Brett,
you right away.
Brett knows the system, too. It's a text system. All it shows is a list of people,
yeah,
people have texted.
The only person that could have done
buttons,
that is Mark
there's
Randall.
There's no control person.
Mark Randall.
No, not even Mark.
He can't do it?
No. Okay.
Yeah, we don't
not,
have buttons.
And I've not individually.
We've tested it before on the or yeah. waiting to hope one day we get picked on it and just say, ha, ah, that's my number.
Yeah, I just sent Caleb in to... after, like 40 minutes after the contest ended, I sent it in 9796 and it says, sorry, contest is closed, you idiot, signed Dick Toledo. So I don't know what you're doing, but that came up on
well,
mine.
Well, that I did set up as the auto response, right. so I smart. Can claim that.
We got that going for us. Well, I don't want Jay to go anywhere. She's the representation of all ladies in Phoenix. She's done a great job as that.
I love Jay.
All right, that's all we
honestly.
Man, I think she's great.
But she busts balls better than anybody.
She's a ball buster. We miss you, Jay. Don't go. Well, hopefully we can straighten this out and you two can get along. Otherwise, you're 0-2 in the lesbian community.
Was I going for? Was I going for?
You made a baby and then turned her. Now you got one that's already a lesbian that hates you.
Again, there was a guy after me.
But she tried one more and she's like, no, he ruined it.
I might have sent her on the off-ramp. I didn't make her exit fully.
You pushed her on the boat towards Lesbos Isle, and then before she got there, she's like, let me try one more. Like, no, he wrecked it.
The last thing he heard from Don was, sorry, the contest is closed.
Right, that's it. Dick. No wonder she went away. You didn't know what to do with a clam, man. Anywho, if you want to fight.
Nah, I don't want to
fight. You don't want to fight, Jay? God, I'd love that.
Damn it.
Well, congratulations. People are sending me all sorts. Oh, she's sending me all sorts of pictures and stuff, what you sent. Highlighted. Yeah. Thanks for entering. Contest is now closed. She thinks you sent that to her at 8:02. And she got it. I hope she wins today. I don't have the winner's name. Did Jay win today?
Mark hasn't
given
me the number.
Oh, that would be fantastic if Jay won and then flick the money in your face. Anyway, it's time for the hot releases. Very quickly, it's brought to you by the people who just dropped off some delightful food for us, even though now the room is so tense, Brady, with Toledo causing all sorts of trouble to the listeners. You know, imagine, I even said it, I'm like, Eric's not here anymore, Pratt's not here anymore, for this exact type of stuff. Anyway, Eric's Family Barbecue. It is unreal. It's in Avondale. Had it for the Steelers Sunday to open up the season there. And it was the only time in my house when we've had Steeler games where everybody was quiet. Halftime, we broke into the food. Dead silent. We're eating that turkey, which I just cannot get enough of. And I don't know that I even like turkey that much.
So did you get the same platters we just had?
Like yeah, we had
everything?
All that. Yeah.
Everything.
I honestly,
and the elote.
I don't know the elote, which I still have buckets
size?
Of, because it's mine. I ate all of it this week. Meat, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com. Yeah, I'm not even sure I like turkey that much. We used to make fun of Chuck all the time. Give me a turkey sandwich. I'm like, who eats this much turkey? It's not that good. Something he's got going on there. And maybe it is the mesquite. Maybe it's that. Maybe that's what
I
like.
Yeah, the rub. And the, yeah.
Get on that. Eric's Family Barbecue brings you the hot releases. We'll start with you, Toledo, since you're on your last legs, pal.
Only a few things out today. Honey, I Joined a Cult is out today. It's a new game.
Rick Moranis?
Available on PC. And that is out, I believe, on... I believe it's out today, actually.
Greatness.
By the way, Julie just said, I think she's eaten one too many poisonous blowfish, Dick. I'm on your side. You got support.
Growth and management. Creation, I hear you ask.
What is this?
For your
Honey,
cult,
I joined a cult,
you will need to carefully select a name.
You become a leader of a cult, and then you indoctrinate.
Yep, that's how that works.
You need to choose a relic for your followers.
That's kind of cool, actually. So it's practice for if you ever chose to try this in real life. Okay,
there you go, kids.
It's a training video.
Good simulation.
For cult DIY. All right.
Also out today on PS5 is Earth Marines. This is the trailer for Xbox, but Earth Marines is out on Friday.
All right. Earth Marine. This is those old-fashioned games. Yeah. This is like Dig Dug. What other game looks
like
this?
Looks like Nintendo. That looks like Zelda.
Gauntlet. Zelda. There's Zelda. Gauntlet. Yeah. There, yeah, yeah. Those are the ones. Yep.
Very similar. Earth Marines.
Earth Marines. All right. That's all right.
That's boring. Nothing too earth-shattering there.
No.
The World's Most Amazing Vacation Rentals Season 2 is out on Netflix. I know you'll love this, John, because you're big on vacation rentals.
Vacation rentals is back.
It's going to be good.
And we have all new destinations.
That's what I want. 14 poor people that pooled their money and got into a rich person's house and wrecked it for the weekend.
We're going to take you around the globe once again.
Salud.
Salud.
To show you the most amazing properties.
This is the entrance.
They do look pretty nice.
Places. And life-changing experiences.
Whoa.
He doesn't get better than this.
That is $1 million if you want a budget.
This is so gorgeous.
That is pretty amazing. That's just to make you feel bad about your house.
Exactly. Yeah. Make you feel guilty. John, you'll be excited by this.
Yes.
Saved by the Bell seasons 1 through 9 are now available.
Season 1, well, before they had Jesse and it was a different cast completely. Yeah, yeah. They had Zach was there.
The original trailer.
Zach, Screech, and Turtle were the first ones, and then they lived in Terre Haute, Indiana. Belding was the teacher, and there was an English woman that was, or actually, the English woman was the teacher, Belding was the principal.
This is later.
So they all picked up and moved to Beverly?
Well, yeah, well, they all, in the next season, they're at a place called Bayside in California. They never even explain why they're not in Indiana anymore.
So was it Lark Voorhees?
You guys need to cover this song.
Lark?
Yes, with Lark Voorhees.
Yeah, in the first season, she went as Lisa.
She's Lisa Turtle.
Yeah. Oh, it said her name is... It looked like it said Lisa
Voorhees. Maybe there was a second one. It does say Lisa Voorhees. How about that? She changed it to Lark. Well, why would they do that in the... Because this isn't even the original show.
This is like just a trailer.
Maybe she changed her name after. Now. Yeah. She might be Lisa Voorhees now.
That could be.
That we don't know about. Yeah, that's interesting. Either way, the best one to watch is when Jesse Spano is on the diet pill, energy pills, and they made it the big drug episode.
Right, last one I got is on HBO. Little Ellen is debuting this week.
Comes Little Ellen.
Nice to meet you. Yeah. This is how we greet you.
Little Ellen and her friends march to the...
No, thanks.
Out.
All right. Little Ellen DeGeneres? No. I don't like Big Ellen DeGeneres.
There's another show on FX and Hulu called Why the Last Man. It's about the...
Oh, I saw that preview for that.
Last Man on Earth kind of thing.
But there's people talking about him.
Yeah.
So it's just like the Fox show, Last Man on Earth, and there's like 7 people in the cast. He's not.
But he's the only guy, so...
No, there's another dude
guy?
In it. Yeah.
I didn't see the other guy in the trailer.
Yeah. All right. So this Friday we get new music from Candlebox.
What?
Yeah, you? Candlebox is back.
They found old recordings, or is this actually a thing?
Brand new stuff?
Not that.
Okay, there we go.
Oh, wait, I got to get you up there.
All right.
Candlebox.
So this is the new album's going to be Wolves. This is all downhill from here.
That was cool. Same group, same guys?
The lead singer's the same. I think there's lots of other changes. Kind of like Bush, where Gavin's the only one left.
Right.
So,
doesn't get changed with the time, though.
Yeah. Doesn't sound terrible. Let's get to the chorus here, Candlebox guy. Yes, I've seen so many faces.
I
rocked them all. I thought the same thing.
Storytelling. But it's all downhill
from here now. I was just thinking about Candlebox fell apart.
Yeah.
That's actually not bad. That's the chorus.
And then we got Carcass. Their new album, Torn Arteries, is hitting stores. This is Kelly's Meat Emporium.
Oh. Ooh, I like the name of that. Kelly's Meat Emporium. Slaughterhouse break. Good lord.
So there you go.
All right, there's Carcass.
That's Carcass. Daughtry's got a new album out. We've been playing the new one, Heavy as the Crown, which is pretty cool.
Pretty good.
This is another track from it, Lioness.
We talked about this the other day with you and me and Larry. Like, we think American Idol actually hurt this guy.
Yeah.
As much as it helped him. Because he got his first album out, everybody liked it, and then, you're the American Idol guy.
Right.
But he's actually very good.
Try to skip it a little bit. Thanks.
I don't know about his album, but I know he can sing. Somewhere along the way,
you got. Is he still bald, or does he look like Drew Brees now?
No, he's still bald.
Last I seen him,
yeah.
That'd be great.
I'm considering the Drew Brees transplant. I would do blonde so I look like Butters from South Park.
Well, the song isn't selling me.
Yeah, almost. Hold on. One more kick. Let's see if he can get to a chorus, kid. No, it's not going anywhere. It's taking too long to get.
The Heavy as a Crown's a good tune, though. That's the other track that we were playing. Drowning Pool, they're re-releasing Sinner on, I'm not going to play anything because there's nothing new on it, but they're re-releasing Sinner, so
Bodies.
Remastered Bodies on vinyl. 30th anniversary of No More Tears from Ozzy comes out, and this is a new track from it. It's Ozzy and Lemmy doing Hellraiser.
Oh! There was a lot of alcohol consumed during the recording of this.
I like this.
Look at how tiny that mole on his forehead is.
The tumor, that's why.
He's younger.
It's never really a mole.
Oh.
Always a malignant tumor.
Well, the tumor didn't have me, Brady. I had the tumor. So the tumor had a case of Lemmy. And guess what? The tumor died.
Somebody do something.
I'm living on an endless road. Around the world for rock and roll.
That is a different bass lick, though.
Yeah, it is.
But I still ain't had enough.
I keep saying that it's too much.
Man, that dude needed to take the biggest dump of his life.
Oh,
yeah, I liked Hellraiser, too. All right, good. Ozzy and Lemmy.
You know what? I know we're short on time. So we'll, Thrice has a new album out, Horizons East, and this is Scavengers. A lot of people dig Thrice.
Overhead are those angels of old.
Sounds like Lemmy's Kid.
I like that guy's voice.
Yeah. Sounds like Lemmy's Kid.
Yeah.
It's
Lemmy and the dude from the Psychedelic Furs had a baby.
Every word is a diss.
I like that.
Yeah.
Something about that has some meat to it.
That's in stores on Friday, and that's about of importance.
Go. Well done. All right, once more of that barbecue.
Let's go eat.
And go back and get some more of that stuff. Thank you to Anthony and Josh from Eric's Family BBQ, Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com. Meet, mesquite, repeat. They bring you the hot releases. It's 98.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.